You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of July 8th, 2013, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee's an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept the weight off for now 20 years by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week we're talking about a new study that shows that pigs fed a GMO diet have higher stomach inflammation.
Oh, okay.
So this could be a link or some evidence about how GMO corn and GMO soy are creating inflammation in our stomachs as well.
Okay.
And so creating things like irritable bowel disease, Crohn's, colitis, those types of
digestive type problems, issues. Yeah. Okay. So where was this study done?
This study was actually done by a joint collaboration of Australian scientists and U.S. researchers. They used basically pigs from an Iowa farm.
Oh, okay.
That are U.S. pigs from an Iowa farm that were fed these genetically modified feed.
And they had a control group that didn't get that, obviously.
Right. They had a control group. So basically, what's interesting is, so this study was published in a peer-reviewed journal called the Journal of Organic Systems, and the lead researcher was this woman named Judy Carman. She is an epidemiologist, a biochemist, and the director of the Institute of Health and Environmental Research in Adelaide, Australia. So this wasn't just some, you know, weird study that you know, was being conducted. This was, you know, very official, very rigorous type of study, even though some of the, people who are trying to defend GMOs are calling it a junk science type of experiment.
Okay.
But basically, what it was administered over 22 weeks. The study examined 168 newly weaned pigs from a United States commercial pig farm.
Okay.
Half of the pigs consumed a diet of genetically modified corn and soy, while the other half were fed a diet of non-GMO equivalent.
Okay.
And the corn and the soy were obtained from regular commercial feed suppliers, like animal feed suppliers. So basically the stuff that almost all of our farm animals are being fed.
Yeah. Okay.
So they were both groups were raised in identical housing and feeding situations before being slaughtered about 5 months later.
Okay.
And the veterinarians who performed the necropsies, which is the equivalent of a human autopsy, found that the stomach inflammation of the GMO-fed pigs were higher. So, and by the way, the people that were performing these necropsies didn't know which pigs were which.
Right, of course.
It wasn't like they
sure had to be a double blind kind of thing.
Right, it was, so it was a completely blind thing that they were doing there. So,
so how much more? I mean, you know, how much more inflammation was there?
So basically, first of all, let's talk about what wasn't different. They said there were no differences in the feed intake, no weight gain changes. Routine blood chemistry was basically the same between the control group and the GMOs. However, they found that the pigs fed the GM diet had a 32% increase in severe stomach inflammation compared to only 12% of the control group. And they said the situation was even worse in the males fed the genetically modified feed by a factor of 4. In the females, the factor was increased by 2.2. And they also studied the uteri of the pigs, meaning the female pig uterus.
Okay.
That was 25% heavier than that of the control group. So somehow it also affected the uterus of the females.
25% larger.
25%, yeah.
That's pretty significant.
That's pretty significant. So it's that, I mean, it doesn't say that in anything in the study. It's just reporting that that's something that was observed. But it kind of brings to mind for me a question about fertility. There is concern about GMOs affecting fertility as well. It could possibly be leading to that. Now, of course, the researchers are saying that more long-term animal feeding studies are needed.
Right, of course.
This is just one you know, of several probably that are going to be done, showing this. We know we had one last year, the French scientists that did it on rats and showed tumors in the rats at much higher rates than those that were fed control.
Right. You did a great article about that. We'll have that link to this.
Right. Yeah.
So
basically, you know, we're saying that, you know, some scientists are saying, you know, that, it's not valid. Of course, others are not surprised by this because we're already seeing how allergies have increased and the increase of inflammation in the body from genetically modified foods.
So there's a connection between allergy and inflammation?
Yes. And inflammation is basically the body's response to something that is foreign.
Okay.
To, you know, what it knows. And these genetically modified foods, basically their genetic structure has been altered and giving them properties that they don't already have. Now, with genetically modified corn, there's a particular kind that is basically created so that when an insect eats it, it dies. Mm-hmm. And basically the way it dies is that it basically, you know,
destroys
their stomachs, their digestive systems. It basically inflames it, blows it up, and they're dead. So it's not surprising that that's what's happening in pigs.
And in
humans, possibly.
Right. Right.
And that's really where we're going with this, is we're going to find out that that's what's happening.
All right, Dee, thank you for another informative week. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of Process Free America. We're a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. You can catch all sorts of great podcasts and great articles and videos all at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.